Mishnah Zion, Cheres. Pieces of earthenware, pieces of hard clay. How much of that would one need to take out into a Rosh Hasharabim from a Rosh Hayochid, or vice versa, or to carry it for 4 amos in a Rosh Hasharabim? What is the shear for earthenware pieces? So we have a three machlekes. According to the first opinion, kedei litin min patzim lachaverei, in order to put between one beam and another. When beams were stacked up, often although beams were generally the same size, if they were being used for the same structure, there would usually be slight differences between each beam, and the thickness of the beams wouldn't necessarily be the same across the entire beam. And because of that, if you pack them up together, if you stack them up, there'll be small gaps in between each beam, and if they are left for a long time, the beams could end up bending slightly, which would make them less useful. So to prevent that occurring, once the beams were stacked up, they would put these little pieces of earthenware, hard clay, in the gaps between the beams. Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that the amount of earthenware which is needed to be placed between one beam and another is the amount which would make you liable for carrying on Shabbos. Now, Meir is slightly more lenient, and according to Meir, you are only liable if you carry out a slightly larger amount. Rabbi Meir says, "Kdei lachtos be'sa'ur," in order to pick up a coal from a fire and to move it elsewhere. So because the fire is obviously very hot, you would need a long piece of earthenware to pick up the coal and to move it elsewhere without getting burnt. So according to Meir, since that is a far more common use than the placing of the pieces between boards and between beams, so we follow that use, and only that amount is considered significant. And now we have a third opinion, and this is in between the two opinions. So the amount of earthenware will be smaller than the amount which Meir gave, but bigger than the amount which Yehuda gave. And that is Rabbi Yossi says, "Kedei lekal b'revius," it's got to be a large enough earthenware piece that it can hold at least a revius, a quarter of a loig of liquid. And now Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are going to try and prove their points. Rabbi Meir said, "Why do I say that the primary use and the significance of earthenware is based on moving coals? So afa pi she'ein raya ladavar, even though the following pasuk is not a proof for the matter, nevertheless, zeichel adavar, it is a remembrance and a support for the matter, that we're going to see from the following pasuk, that earthenware used to move coals is considered significant." And the pasuk is talking about how earthenware will be useless because it has been smashed up. And the Novi Yeshaya states, "V'lei motzevim chitosei cheres," there will not be found among its broken pieces earthenware large enough lachtis eish meyakud, to pick up and to scoop up a fire, a coal, from a large fire. So the point of the pasuk is to tell us that there won't be any significant pieces of earthenware left, and the definition which the pasuk gives of a significant piece is a piece large enough to move a burning coal. And so says Rabbi Yossi, we see from there that that is considered a significant size for the earthenware. However, Amar Rabbi Yossi says to Rabbi Meir, "Mishom Raya," from there is a proof that that is considered significant. That exact same pasuk ends off v'lachsof mayim together, that the earthenware pieces which are left will be too small to collect water from a hole. And since the amount of earthenware needed to collect water and to hold a significant amount of water, i.e. a revius of water, since that amount is smaller than the amount of earthenware needed for the fire, we see that a significant amount of earthenware is considered the earthenware which is used for holding water. Otherwise, the pasuk would not have had to specify that. We see very clearly from this pasuk, says Rabbi Yossi, that even earthenware which is large enough only to hold a quarter of a leg of water, that is considered significant, and therefore you would be liable for carrying that amount of earthenware on Shabbos.